All right, that was www.coachin6.com with the Farewell June Panic Show. That was the Deaths with a remarkable performance here tonight, Friday night. Tonight we're joined by Jay Miller and Mr. Shad Peel here in the booth. Shad, what do you think of the show?
Wow, the Deaths are cool. You guys are right.
The Deaths are beyond cool, I believe. The Deaths just blew everybody away. Jay, commentary?
4 stars, 2 thumbs up. It's the first time I've actually been able to see the Deaths also, and loved it. Every minute of it. It's great. Great show.
How would you describe it? Kind of an emo core or kind of a Radiohead?
No,
or?
No. Actually, I'm going to fucking be talking on my ass right here, but more of a little bit Nick Cave-ish.
Little Nick Cave, yeah, a little
you know,
pop
the whole
rock.
Like a lot
Nick
of
Cave. Nick, I like that Nick Cave, and I like the way he was talking out his ass, like the Jim, all odd Jim Carrey bent over with the mic. Yeah, that was that's good.
very powerful stuff tonight by the Deaths. Now we're expecting next minute any time to be joined by Scott Wolf here.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce you to the goddamn most beautiful, most satisfying male in the fabulous world, Mr. Scott Wolf.
It's nice to meet you. Thanks, John. Here I am.
Scott, what did you think of the Deaths there? So you were gone for the first 5 minutes when we were doing the show because you were always getting autographs.
It was, the fans are all around me, and what can I do? You know, so I'm a cultural icon.
I think we can all agree on that.
Oh, dead air.
Randy Dever
needs a microphone.
I'll
pass my mic over to Randy
here.
Randy,
what was your take on the group?
You keep it, Chad.
Chad Peel.
Randy Dever, for those of you don't know, just got married to a lovely man. I mean, lady.
No, I thought that was good. We were talking about the Deaths being Nick.
How's the married life, Randy?
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Nick Cave-ish.
We have 4 conversations going on at once.
You know, I was kind of afraid that the spiders at the end were going to come out and get me with the
I think the only reason I pretty much said that was I like the drama that the Deaths put on in the music. That's pretty much it, though.
Yeah, I like
what
that.
What do you say? Instead of 2 conversations going on at once, we have 1 going on at once.
Scott, why don't you leave that conversation then?
Okay.
Which conversation?
Why don't you put that conversation back where you found it?
Oh, the marriage conversation.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Randy's marriage over here. He just got married here. He's a newlywed.
Yeah. Like,
anybody got questions for Randy?
How's the wedding going so far, Randy?
The wedding or the marriage?
Marriage.
The marriage is going. It's excellent. Better than expected.
Good. Good.
It only gets better, man. It only gets better.
Yeah, so that's what everyone I know is married tells me.
She's cool with the other 4 girlfriends.
Randy, how do you expect this to affect your filing status for the IRS?
It's gonna take a couple years adjustment period, you know. But
my advice is just don't let them know about that. File singly. You know, you can do it. You can do it married, but. Do it singly and then see
singly,
what comes out low, the lowest and then file that way. That's my advice.
See which one's better?
Yeah. They won't give you the same advice if you go to the federal building, but...
That's fucking marriage tax. Like, that's why I keep voting Republican.
That marriage penalty, it'll... God,
vote Republican.
Pisses me off.
You know, they are the guys that look out for us little people, those Republicans.
That's right, Scott.
No, I was down in South Fargo. I signed a petition to get... Winona LaDuke and Ralph Nader on the ballot here in North Dakota.
I signed that Nader petition.
Okay. That's who I'm voting for.
Ambrose, you can sign that. Where are the other locations you can sign that at?
Ralph Nader for president, ladies and gentlemen.
Ralph Nader,
www.votenader.com.
Votenader.com.
Fabulous website. You can donate online.
So Nick Cave-ish, but anybody, you know, Bowie? Any little Bowie sound?
Randy,
there
what comparisons
something?
Would you draw to the Deaths sound?
The Deaths?
The Deaths.
What would I compare them to?
Yeah,
they're no Orange 17.
They get kind of a British kind of psychedelic pop feel, you know, Pink Floyd type. That last song was very reminiscent of Pink Floyd.
Are you just saying that to be nice, or what?
No, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It's
I thought they fucking ruled, too.
He's probably just saying that because he's in that Orange 17 band with Carl, and this is the one to get him upset.
What?
Nothing, forget it.
See, everyone's got these spongy mics jammed in their faces.
And all we can really do here is read lips. We don't even know what anyone's really saying.
Trouché, as John Lamb would say.
Trouché. True dat. True dat.
Randy, are there any plans for you and the rest of the Orange 17 boys to get back together and play a show anytime soon?
Yeah, we're playing one tomorrow at the Gobbledygook Festival.
Where's that?
That is, I can't say a location as such. I know that they're having people meet at the Bowler, and it's like it's some Quonset out by Kindred, to my understanding.
What time will you be about playing there?
We'll be playing around 10 o'clock.
10?
Yeah. It starts out with like folk and blues, then it goes to rock, punk, and then it turns into a rave after that that goes till 6 a.m.
You know roughly how many...
Roughly how many...
How many tickets are sold for something like that? How many tickets are still available?
I'm not involved with the business end of it at all. It's for charity. They said, would you play? And we said yes.
So, we can hear ourselves much better now that I put the monitor over.
I turned up the mat. Ooh, I guess
that's,
I turned me up.
That's pretty much what we're all about, too.
So who's playing next? Does anybody have any ideas here?
June.
I think
June gets done here, we're going to have a little
greenhouse
interview with him for the farewell show.
June, are you up next? June.
Will June be playing with the Panic Attack?
June, get up, get your ass over here right now. I don't care if you're tuning your guitar or what. All right, June is not coming over here right now. But
well, anyways.
I don't like these spongy
Scott,
things.
Scott, usually your... Oh, okay.
What?
Usually your show is called 8 to 10 Beers with Scott Wolf. How many has it been tonight?
I think it's around 14.
14.
I think we should ultimately multiply
that by
2 or 3.
Sober as hell.
What?
You're looking good.
Yeah, I'm pretty... I haven't had much to drink tonight. June... Oh,
Junior. I'll open up my sheet for Junior.
June, come here.
Hey, are you on next or what?
June's on next.
Yes, June's next.
June, come here. We need a microphone in front of your face.
So you're not headlining your own party.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
kinda.
Lord. Can somebody go run this fucking mic over to June right there? I know he's tuning his
car. But Wolf's drunk and he's demanding.
That's unnecessary.
But this is June's last show in Fargo. We need all of the insecurities and whatnot that go along with your last show in Fargo. June, how you doing? June, there's a microphone right to your left there.
Turn it up now.
June, it's your last show in Fargo. How you feeling?
I need a fucking horseshoe.
You need a horseshoe? What kind of horseshoe?
Good luck.
A good luck horseshoe. June. Two-word answers are the interviewer's worst nightmare. June. June.
Yeah, what?
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
The one question we ask every interviewee this night is Oriental or Oriental. That's such a horrible term. Chinese or Mexican?
Mexican.
Why Mexican?
Mexican. It fills you up.
Are you talking American Mexican?
I'm talking whatever interpretation of Mexican you want to do, you know.
Hey, gentlemen. Sorry I had to disappear.
June.
I didn't even care.
June, are you ready for your interview?
Maybe.
What do you prefer, June? Mexican or Chinese?
Women.
June, Mexican or Chinese?
Mexican or Chinese women?
I would prefer to incite a riot on my good looks alone.
Speaking of good looks, June, what kind of mascara will you be wearing tonight?
He's just asking a question there, and you were lighting a cigarette, and you didn't even pay attention, did you?
Menthol.
good answer.
Yes.
I think I would have went with menthol also. June, will you be playing with the panic attack tonight?
We had a falling out.
June, I'm curious.
Contract dispute.
June, I'm curious. I've heard about the crazy shows that Free Jesse had in Grand Forks. Will this be one of those crazy shows?
No, I'm lazy.
Will Jeff be joining you on stage?
Well,
he's looking at his cigarettes, ladies and gentlemen. There aren't many left, and he's looking at that to his answer is going to come after that. June's answer is?
Mr. Panic, will anybody be joining you on stage tonight?
Lord.
Mrs. Celine Dion.
Ooh, who was that?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
June is playing with Celine Dion tonight, and there
and various members of the Brat Pack.
What numbers are you playing with them? My heart will go on. Please say that. That's life.
June, some people say you're a hard interview. Any comment?
We're getting yelled back by a computer guy.
Well, if we don't harass the talent, what the fuck do we have to talk about?
So, Jay, what are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Jay, you're an artist.
No, not really.
There's nothing like a one-word interviewer.
Oh, I... What?
June, come here! We're all in love with you.
Maybe we can get some... we can talk to June after the show.
Okay.
That's when the big interview does happen, or at least it's supposed to. Has it happened yet this evening?
Has anybody seen my shoes?
What's that?
Have we had an interview with any of the bands at all tonight?
Yeah, they're right over here.
Yeah, it was all really early. Now we're just going to be talking to hot chicks in the audience.
Oh,
Jay,
yeah.
Why don't you go up and round us up some?
I wish we had a floating mic where you just walk around and
that'd
interview
that'd be great
people.
Because then you could go through and say, hey, there's about four really horny drunk guys up there.
Horny? Did you say forny?
Horny. Horny's up there with some really horny drunk guys. Wants to ask you some questions. Like Tom Kemmer. I'd love to ask Tom Kemmer some questions.
Tom Kemmer!
Tom, what did you think of the show tonight?
What's the name of the show?
What did you think of the show tonight?
Pretty much sucked.
That's
okay.
The name of the
all
show.
All right, Dad. Tom with another glowing
show
review
been
of the show tonight.
Anything else you're looking forward to tonight, sir?
More booze.
Coach and sick.
And,
June, this is your last
love.
Show in town.
Who's the hottest girl here tonight?
What do you think about that, June?
Jess Strom.
Aren't
fair
you
enough,
dating her?
Have it.
You know, the thing is, he said that just because he's dating her.
You serious?
Yeah.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah, who's he dating?
Jess Strom.
Whatever. Jess Strom? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Whatever happened to cheating on your girlfriend?
I don't know. That 100 mile
rule doesn't
work anymore.
That's what rock and roll was all about.
Especially as a skater. I mean, that's the ideal of skater thing. Like, you got four girlfriends at once, and now he's like, oh, I'm so dedicated to this girl.
Especially now that he has his own board.
What a dork. Hey, speaking of dorks, we got Chad Peel here. I'm joking, Chad.
Leave me alone.
Chad, what's your outlook for the Vikings this weekend against the Bears? Will Shane be able to pull it off against Dante Culpepper?
I tell you how that season's going to go. We're going to start with the Bears. We're going to roll over every other team that we come in contact with. It's going to be like 2 years ago, I think, but we're going to go all the way this year. That's what I think.
I think,
Chad, what about Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay is obviously the team that's built up the most in the offseason. They got Randall McDaniel. They got Jeff Christie.
Oh, next to the Redskins.
I'm talking Central.
Okay, sorry.
Chad, what is your opinion of the Tampa Bay? They always seem to cause the Vikings a lot of trouble. You think that's the same case this year?
Tony Dungy, right, Tony?
Tony Dungy,
I think,
right.
I think he and Denny Green have something in the works. He's going to let Denny go with it this year, I think. You know, he owes
him
that courtesy.
Hey, how about these bands tonight, though, huh? I mean, we got some great bands playing. We got June Panic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Coaching6.com coming at you live. Also, we got Brown Cow Sound coming at you live. Upcoming events.
Scott, what are some of the features coming up on www.coaching6.com?
Off Broadway, Tuesday, September 5th, with Telepathetic, 10 p.m. at the Moose Lodge,
Vago.
That will be a live webcast, and of course, where are you right now, ladies and gentlemen? CoachN6.com.
Hey, Scott, would you do me a favor next week when this gets put online or into the archival? Would you listen to it?
Excuse me, I'm doing something here. On next Sunday, between 8 and 12 beers on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You
Sunday. John, what time do we...
Gotta take it down to Hevel with a Devil on Sunday.
At 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
www.coaches73.
Between 8 and 12 beers
with
Scott Wolf.
Whoa.
On
pure
Sunday,
enjoyment.
Gonna take it down or how right. I told the devil on Sunday.
All right, Saturday, September 9th, band from Minneapolis. That's what it says here. Minneapolis.
From Murderapolis?
Murderapolis with Valet. With Valet. Holy shit, you can just come up to the Moose. Leave your car there, and somebody's going to drive it off to the parking lot for you, because it's fast with valet. Control D is also playing, it says. 5 pound.
So does that mean Chad James is parking your car?
Mount Vermont, is that what MV means? 5 pound Mount Vermont.
Montevideo, actually.
5 pound Mount Vermont is playing. And other locals, 8 p.m. at
I like the other locals. The other locals are good. I like them.
It's good. It's good to get the locals up there.
Yeah, also, they're a good band.
Also, that will be live webcast at coaching6.com.
www.coaching6.com.
Also, this is the big show that we've been leading to is Steen Racing. They're from Duluth, Nevada.
Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, I thought it was Duluth, Nevada. They're with Erie Arc, the Death, West of Madison, Solipsistic, and it's 8 p.m. and all ages at the Eagles. But you might want to look into that because the Eagles canceled all of their all ages shows.
Chad, what do you think about the upcoming show at the Honey Dogs next weekend? What are you looking forward to hearing there?
That's right. The Honey Dogs are playing in town, right? And Grand Honey Park.
Honey Dogs will be playing next Friday, yeah. in Fargo at 21st Amendment.
And then they're up in Grand Forks the following day, or is it the day before that?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Talking to the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff's on the air here.
This is, Jeff is infamous around Fargo.
Well.
How you doing, Jeff?
Well.
Well,
how
what?
How are you doing, well? How are you doing, well?
Well, what?
What?
How are you doing?
What?
How are you doing?
What?
How are you doing?
What?
How are you doing, Chad?
Well, I'm doing well.
What?
I'm doing better than Jeff, maybe.
Yeah.
Better than well.
Than well. Better than well. I'm better than well.
Yeah.
You're doing better than well. I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing better than well.
So, John, we were talking about what? Honey Dog.
What?
Honey Dog.
Honey Dog.
What?
Jeff, what do you think about the Honey Dogs next weekend?
Well.
Jeff, I'm sorry. You're going to have to answer in another word other than the W word.
Well, what are you doing about the Honey Dogs? When are they?
That's right.
When?
Next Friday.
Where?
21st Amendment.
Where?
21st Amendment.
When?
Next Friday.
When?
Next Friday.
Where?
21st Amendment.
What am I doing about them?
Yes.
I'm waiting for them to call me well.
That's his
Jeff,
name.
Why are you hung up on the word well?
Because.
Well, how are you doing?
I am well. Well,
well how
well,
are you doing?
Yes, well is here.
Jeff, what if you
well,
weren't doing
how
well?
Are you doing?
Well is doing what?
Doing what?
What, yes, well is doing what?
Good.
What's well
doing?
Doing? What? I'm well what?
We're all doing well.
I'm well what?
Who is doing well?
Well what? I'm doing what? Well is doing what?
What is well doing?
Well is doing what that thick not.
No, actually, well, the way he asked the question, you would
I'm
have to
five,
say,
I'm
what
five,
exactly?
I'm five, I'm five, I'm five. I'm not just two, I'm five. I'm not just one, I'm five. I'm well what that thick not. I'm well what that thick not. I'm not just two, I'm not just well what. I'm well what that
well,
thick
I
not.
Well, I got to see that mic. It isn't working very well. All right, it's working out.
Jeff, we were wondering if you could introduce June Panic.
Can you introduce June Panic?
We're going to go right here to a live
show. Can you introduce
show
June Panic?
Going to start getting ready for
Jeff,
June
can
Panic.
Can you introduce June Panic?
Right,
could I?
Yeah.
I could. I could.
Okay, pull the mic away. I'll tell you when to go. Give the mic to him when we're done. You know what to say about your friend?